So in some of the stories of the Pali Canon, we have the Buddha giving simple yet profound teachings, often using very simple and earthy analogies, as we've heard in this last story. And at the same time, we sometimes find through the stories, we're given a really quite fascinating insight into the world of ancient India. And there's a story of Sona and his sore feet, which brings these two together. So in the kingdom of Magadha, which was ruled over by King Bimbisara, there lived Sona, the son of a nobleman. And this young man, Sona, was so refined, so delicate, that hair grew even on the soles of his feet. And the fame of this delicate young man spread through the kingdom. So one day, King Bimbisara called an assembly of representatives from all of the villages in his kingdom. And at the same time, he summoned Sona to go with them. So it seemed he would, you know, habitually perhaps, or regularly call all the village elders together and instruct them. And he'd heard of this youth, and he was curious to see this youth with hairs on the soles of his feet. So, yeah, just an insight into the way kings in those days thought. So the royal summons arrived, and Sona's parents felt great pride, you know, that their son should have attracted royal attention, but they were also a bit anxious. So they gave their son very careful instructions as to how he was to behave in the royal presence. On no account was he to sit with his feet stretched out towards the king, because that would be very rude, very disrespectful. Rather, they told him, he should sit in lotus posture, cross-legged with his soles pointing up, so the king could clearly see them, but, you know, so that he wouldn't be insulted in any way. So accordingly, Sona went to the assembly, carefully did as his parents had instructed him. King Bimbisara was able to see the famous youth with hair on the soles of his feet, and the royal curiosity was satisfied. So when the meeting with the village representatives was over, the king sent them to the Buddha, saying, I've told you now how to manage the affairs of mundane life. Now you must go to the Buddha and let him tell you how to live the spiritual life. And Sona went along with the village representatives then to the Vulture's Peak, not far from the royal city of Rajgaha. And here he met the Buddha, and his life was transformed. Sona was so moved by the Buddha's teachings that he remained behind after all the villagers had left, and asked the Buddha to admit him to the order of monks. And not long afterwards, he went to live alone in a nearby spot called the Cool Grove, and here he strove to make progress in the spiritual life. And as he paced up and down in the Cool Grove, grappling with the Buddha's teachings and trying to understand how to apply them, his delicate feet became blistered and began to bleed. But Sona carried on regardless, striving ever harder for understanding. So some of the monks saw this and were disturbed, seeing this trail of blood that was now sort of being left by Sona. And they were quite disturbed to see one of their brethren injuring himself in this way through his efforts. And they went and told the Buddha what was happening. And when he heard this, the Buddha himself promptly went to see Sona. And they sat together. The Buddha spoke with him. So he said, when you were alone in retreat just now, Sona, did you find yourself wondering if all the energy you were putting into your spiritual life was really getting you anywhere? Did you find yourself wondering whether or not you might actually be better off returning to lay life and using your family wealth to do some good in the world, and at least in that way making some merit? And Sona was quite taken aback. This was exactly what had been going on in his mind as he'd been pacing up and down. So the Buddha said, were you not once a fine lute player, Sona? Indeed I was, Lord. Then tell me, when your lute strings were slack, did the instrument play well and sound well? Well, certainly not. And when the lute strings were too tight, did the instrument play well and sound well? Well, no, of course not. But when the lute strings were well tuned, neither too slack nor too tight. Did the instrument play well and sound well? Well, indeed, yes, Lord. It's just the same in the spiritual life, the Buddha said. Too much of the wrong sort of energy makes for agitation and restlessness, and too little energy makes for slackness and dullness. You must look for evenness in your energy and balance in your spiritual faculties. You can use your experience as a musician sona to help you achieve this. So alone again now, Sona steadily applied himself in the way the Buddha had taught him, and his feet were no longer cut and blistered, and he soon gained the wisdom of the enlightened ones.